Welcome to Women's Health, Wisdom, and Wine, a weekly conversation with practitioners, providers, patients, and healers about complex reproductive medicine and women's health challenges, the value of an integrative approach to these challenges, many of the women's health topics you're already thinking about but uncomfortable talking about, and my personal favorite, wine. I'm your host, Dr. Lorena White, an integrative reproductive medicine and women's health provider, licensed acupuncturist, clinical herbalist, and a former labor support doula in the Washington, D.C. metro area. My goal is to bring women's health-specific evidence and expertise to the forefront of daily women's health and wellness news through informative conversations. If you have ideas, questions, and specific topics that you would like us to cover in future podcast episodes, please leave them in the comment section or send us an email at info@larenawhite.com. To learn more about our team's approach to care, visit our website at www.larenawhite.com. As you enjoy the podcast, conversations, and wine time, remember to follow the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and tap on the bell to make sure you never miss an episode. Let us know, what is your favorite topic? Who has been your favorite guest? And who would you like to hear from on the next pod? Most importantly, share the podcast and your favorite episode with a friend or colleague. Lastly, remember that this podcast is not designed to be a substitute for a bona fide relationship with a licensed or certified healthcare professional. This episode is brought to you by LumiNatural. Celebrated for its soothing, calming, and healing properties, lavender is one of nature's greatest gifts. With its versatile range of applications and uses, myriad health and wellness benefits, and delightful flora aroma, lavender is one of the first essential oils people reach for when they need an all-purpose everyday hero. This month, we're putting LumiNatural's 100% Natural Silk Body Butter in the spotlight to share the wonderful benefits lavender can deliver to every member of the household. If you thought lavender was simply a fragrance your grandma used to scent her drawer liners, think again. You'll be amazed to discover the many different ways lavender can enrich your life. As a natural sleep aid, lavender is renowned for its ability to aid in sleep promotion and restore health sleep patterns. Not getting enough sleep? Simply rub some body butter on your feet just prior to bedtime and wake up feeling restored and refreshed. Lavender is also calm and soothing. The aromatherapeutic properties of lavender can help calm anxious minds and frazzled nerves by impacting the limbic system in the brain that controls emotion. Simply rub some in your palms and create a soothing and ambient environment when you inhale. After a relaxing bath, after you've soaked your stress away, apply some of this silk body butter to your muscles and also all over the rest of your body. Keep in mind that a little goes a long way, and just enjoy the relaxing effect after your bath. And after that bath, begin to nourish your skin because lavender is full of antioxidants and antifungal properties. As such, it's a great natural skin booster and great for treating dry, thirsty skin. As a moisturizer, it really will nourish your skin. And as we talked about with aromatherapeutic benefits, its heavenly fragrance, almost like perfume, doubles as a perfume, free from chemicals and contaminants. Simply dab a drop or two behind your ear and all over your pulse points for a delightful signature scent. To enjoy the wonderful benefits of lavender as you hibernate into these cold winter nights, please go to Shop LumiNatural. That's Shop, LumiNatural.com. And use the discount code Nourish Your Flourish. Night night. This week is Sleep Awareness Week. The connection between sleep and health is real, and it affects every single one of us. And I know you're thinking, when is she going to stop talking about sleep? And honestly, it's when we start getting enough sleep to not have to talk about it. And a good night's sleep starts with what you do during the day. In fact, the moment you wake up, you're affecting the sleep for that night. Americans' daily routines create some less than ideal conditions for a good night's sleep. And as it turns out, many of us can do a better job at the good daytime behaviors that help improve our nighttime sleep. Taking small steps during the day goes a long way in helping you improve your sleep at night. The good news is we all have the potential to improve our sleep just by taking some small steps during the day. Making changes to your daytime habits not only sets the stage for better sleep, but also leads to lower stress levels and better overall health. Here are four simple changes to your daily routine to help you become your best slept self. Get some sun. I know we're coming out of wintertime when it was dark at 4:30 and it didn't get bright until about 8. And then there were some gloomy days and overcast days. But now we have no excuses. We jumped ahead, we sprung ahead, and now it's even brighter later on in the evening. And it doesn't even take that long to get bright in the morning. And the right light exposure plays a big part in helping manage our circadian rhythms, the natural process behind staying awake and falling asleep. It's also a super influential factor for your overall sleep health. So it makes sense that bright natural light during the day, especially in the morning, helps you feel awake and energized, while dim light in the evening, especially before bed, will help you wind down and fall asleep. People who spend a moderate amount of time outdoors, about 3 to 5 hours per day, reported getting the highest sleep health. However, nearly half of us say that they're not exposed to bright light indoors in the morning and afternoon. Why? Because we're all working inside. Either we're working from home or we're stuck in an office all day. So if you're not getting much exposure to natural light, step outside for at least an hour each morning or afternoon and see the positive difference a little sunlight can make in your sleep health. Get some bonus sunshine by having your morning coffee or your morning tea outside or taking your dog for an extra walk. Hey, they need vitamin D2. Not vitamin D2, the number, but vitamin D also. Get up and get moving. Make regular exercise part of your daily routine because it keeps you feeling energized during the day and can reduce daytime sleepiness. I know some of you say you need to exercise at night, but sometimes that gentle shift into working out in the morning can help you get a good night's sleep at night. Daily physical activity has widespread health benefits and promotes deeper sleep at night, and not everyone is getting their sweat on long enough to feel the positive effects. Many of us are sedentary for most of the day. And that means, again, we're working from home, sitting at a chair, at an office desk. And because of that, most of us are not getting 2.5 hours of moderate or vigorous activity each week, like brisk walking, jogging, or running. If you're parked behind a desk most of the day, even some light physical activity can go a long way in improving your sleep health. Ride your bike to work if you can. Use your work breaks to take brisk walks outside. Skip the elevator and walk up and down the building stairs. Consider getting up a little earlier and make a 30-minute workout part of your pre-work routine. Regular exercise, even a little bit here and there, can help you fall asleep faster. This can result in deeper, more satisfying night sleep as well. Now let's talk about mealtime. Mealtime consistency is key. Eating your meals at a consistent time each day creates another important element of your daily routine that positively affects your sleep cycle. While routinely eating meals on a regular schedule contributes to better quality sleep, many of us say that our meals aren't part of a regular schedule, a part of a daily regular routine. Irregular meal times or even skipped meals can negatively affect your ability to maintain sleep and wake schedules, especially if meals aren't eaten too close to bedtime. Plan on eating meals at the same time every day and be sure to have your last meal at least 2 to 3 hours before bedtime to allow your food to fully digest before you turn in for the night. We've all experienced that haunting restlessness that can come from hitting the pillow soon after a meal. And sometimes it does affect your dreaming patterns, whether you remember your dreams and if you do remember them, if they're light or if they're dream disturbing your sleep. Or even nightmares. And lastly, we all know the answer, cut back on caffeine or skip it altogether. The less caffeinated you are during the day, the more likely you'll sleep well at night. Grabbing a cup of coffee might seem like an easy fix after a night of tossing and turning, but the caffeine you're drinking to perk up may be winding down your sleep time. So to recap, in order to get your best sleep, three things to do during the day. Daytime, get some light. Spend some time in bright light during the day and natural light or equivalent brightness. Exercise about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and regularly for a deeper sleep. And your meal times. Eat your meals at a consistent time day after day. And at nighttime, avoid eating heavy meals, nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol right before bedtime. Take some time to wind down. Use a consistent routine with a relaxing wind down to help get the sleep you need each night. For most of us, that's between 7 and 9 hours, and the same sleep and wake times. And environment. Put your devices away about an hour before bed and sleep in a quiet, cool, and dark environment. This is so very important because, again, sleep is important for all of us. We cannot be our best selves when we are sleep deprived. It's essential, but the measurable difference in sleep health can persist across all aspects of your day and all aspects of your life. So now that you've got your list, how are you going to affect your sleep health? Thanks for joining Women's Health, Wisdom, and Wine. We really hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Think about one gem you can take away from this episode and apply it to your own life. Also, remember to follow us, review us, and give us 5 stars. Till we meet again, remember, nourish your flourish.